Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. And on the line, it's what every diver dreams of when they're down there under the water and they glance off in the distance and something shimmers, laying right there on top of the sand, on a rock, on a coral.
We have
head.
A naked mermaid on the radio.
No. I was talking about treasure.
Treasure. Oh.
It's what every other diver wants.
Okay.
And Sean Fisher is the grandson of the legendary Mel Fisher, and he operates Mel Fisher Treasures. You can check it out, melfisher.com, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. And I'm sure
today is the day.
And I'm sure you wouldn't mind seeing a mermaid underwater, but we're going to focus on treasure today, right, Sean?
Hey, I love mermaids as much as the next guy, but nothing compares to finding a big gold down there, I tell you what.
Yeah, now I've been getting the weekly updates through our buddy Single Scott, who's an investor in the Mel Fisher Dive program there. You can check it out at melfisher.com, get all the information on how you can dive the wreck of the Atocha and some of the other sites that they salvage down there off of Key West. But you guys have been doing pretty good lately from what I'm seeing on some of these emails. Is that right, Sean?
Yeah, we've had a great summer season. We've been finding all kinds of stuff. We're working an area in the trail that's kind of close to the main pile that we found, 40 tons of silver and gold in 1985. And there's this area of real hard-packed mud that if you dig a little deeper than we've ever dug before, we're finding more and more material. We found some Atocha timbers, a whole bunch of silver coins, a couple more copper ingots, all the stuff that is kept in the same area where they kept the 20-plus chests of coins that we still have to find that are out there.
Nice.
So, we're real excited, man. We're getting close to what we call the other mother, the Stern Castle, and there's lots of treasure that's about to be found.
Excellent. Now, what about these emeralds that you guys keep pulling up, too? I think I saw an email about a week or two ago from one of the investors pulling up an emerald. Was that from this Emerald City site, or did he find this just on some other...
That particular emerald was an emerald that he found on the bottom. Emerald City is an area where we're pumping up all the material to the top side and sifting through looking for the emeralds on the top. That particular emerald, which we found, which is a real large emerald, an investor actually did find it, he found on the bottom in an area where, we're normally finding coins and stuff. But that's really exciting as well because all the emeralds were smuggled, so maybe that means we're getting close to another pocket of emeralds. Last time we found a pocket like that, we found over 14,000 carats of emeralds. So hopefully it's another one coming real soon.
Wow. That would be very cool. I bet that made his day for sure.
It did.
Yeah, and that happens all the time when the divers who sign on as investors, or I should say how it works is you sign in with you guys as an investor in the corporation, and that by doing that, that gives you diver rights to join you guys on some of these salvage operations, right?
Right, right. Well, as part owner, they can come dive with us whenever they would like, and you know, they get to keep the first thing they find up to 6 times their investment. So that investor will get to keep that big, beautiful emerald he found. And you know, even if the investors come out, they don't find anything. Of course, they still get their fair share of the treasure that we find that year. And you know, it's just a great experience, and you know, it's just nothing like finding treasure on the bottom of the ocean. And man, everybody should do it. So.
Well, you know, the person from this show that we send out to do this is Single Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I talked to Scott, and there's only one part of his treasure hunting adventure which seems, and I don't want to sound, you know, like I'm telling you how to do your job, but I mean, it's incomplete.
Uh-oh.
So I have, what's he missing?
A wound. You need to have some scar that is very visible and hopefully superficial. You know, something that you can say, I was out hunting for treasure and this happened.
How about we cut off his foot?
No. Superficial. Superficial. Oh, I'm telling you, what you need to do is the first time a diver goes out with you, you need to just take a knife and just run it across their cheek. Yeah, I mean, not to really hurt them, just to give them a cool scar.
A character scar.
Give him a war scar, something they can tell people about how cool. Yeah, absolutely.
And he doesn't even need to make up.
Probably helped Single Scott get laid. You know.
Yeah.
Well,
it's either the treasure.
Something.
I might be.
We got to start there. We got to start somewhere. If nothing else, we could make him look a little bit more like Blofeld.
oh, brother. Well, I don't know. All I can say is I'm sorry there, Sean. But,
well, you know, he doesn't necessarily need the scar. All he's got to do is go down and find a gold coin. And, you know, and then that'll be a cool enough story.
The ladies come after the gold.
I don't think that's a scar would hurt. Chicks dig scars, Sean. You know that as well as anyone.
Yeah, but they're, you know, finding gold's less painful. And I kind of like that.
It is.
That's a cooler story.
You know, the scar is neat, but a touch of gold coin's worth about $60,000. So, you know, ladies like those numbers. So.
You know what? You could say you sued the guy who did it to you.
Hey, he find a couple of those $60,000 coins. Hell, I'll date them. Okay.
There you go.
All right. So, you mentioned earlier that. The season is wrapping up. Is there a true treasure hunting season, Sean, or what?
Well, no. We in Key West, we can dive year-round, but we have, you know, the summer months are definitely better to us, where, you know, in the summertime, we average about 20, 25 days on site per month. The wintertime, we average about 10 to 15 days on site per month. So, and it's a little dirtier, a little rougher, so... we work at a somewhat slower pace, so we definitely get a lot more coverage done during the summer season than the winter season, but we definitely work year-round down there.
But so. If you're somebody like Scott who likes it a little dirty, the winter may not be a bad time.
Yeah, man, any time of the year is a good time. You know, we're lucky we get to work in the Keys, so even our bad days are good days compared to most places.
Well, this is true. Yeah. This is true. And once again, if you go to melfisher.com, you can get all the information on becoming an investor and participating in the dive excavations of some of these sites, and hopefully you can score your own coins and stuff.
Yeah, well, and if you click on My Adventure, Greg, there's also a way people can come out and actually dive the Atocha site, and they don't have to become an investor. There's another way you can do it and come out. And now you don't get a percentage of the treasure per se, but you can still see what it's like to go out and work with us and dive side by side with our divers and hopefully find some treasure. So.
And then when you get back to the dock, you can whitewash the fence, right?
Right. Or if you're really lazy, you can just come to Dima, because I think me and Greg are going to be giving away all kinds of treasure there.
That's right. We are.
You know, Sean, I hope you have a minute, because I have something else that I want to talk to you about, a little bit different. I know we have you on, so we can send people to melfisher.com, and they can find out about this great ability to dive. But I think you have a unique perspective on something that I want to ask you about. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, you know, Overboard Entertainment, which produces this show, produces another show called The World of Boating. And when we did that show earlier today, this question came up, and I think you'd know the answer. Because you're a fisher.
That's right.
And you're a man, so you're a fisherman automatically.
There you go.
And so if you were to shoot a shark with a bow and arrow from a boat, Are you fishing? That's the question. Now, you would be a fisherman if you were doing it no matter what, but would anybody else be able to consider themselves a fisherman if they shot a shark with a bow and arrow?
If you could shoot a shark and capture a shark with a bow and arrow, I think you can call yourself anything you want. Really.
Yeah, you're Superman.
That's better than a scar, isn't it?
That's right, man. That's right. That's a fish story I've never even heard of before. If you can shoot from a boat a shark with a bow and arrow, I think you can call yourself a fisherman. You can call call yourself whatever you want.
Robin Hood.
I think what he's saying is that if you actually were able to pull that off, you would be accepted into their family.
Absolutely.
Well, that was
that straightens out a lot. I wish we'd have called him when we were talking about this 2 hours ago.
Yeah, maybe. But Sean, let's talk about Dima, because I mentioned that earlier in the show, and you just teased everybody with what we were planning to do in Las Vegas, and you're right, he's going to give us like three $600 coins to give away a coin, you say, and then we're going to give away one of these trips you were talking about, one of those adventures where you can come down to the Keys, and what is it, to dive with the group for a few days or what? What is the deal?
Yeah. Well, the Atocha Dive Adventure is an all-inclusive package. We charge $2,500 per person for it, but you come down to Key West, we put you up in luxury accommodations. You spend a whole week there. You go out diving on the Vandenberg, which is a fun dive, and cool. That's just so we can see what your skill set is, and then we take you out diving on the Atocha for a couple of days, side by side with our divers. You get to keep any treasure you find up to the cost of the trip, so that's up to $2,500. If you find a silver coin, you get to keep it.
Sweet.
Man, it's a great time. And besides that, you get to spend a week in Key West just having a blast.
Yeah, well, it sounds like quite an adventure in its own right. And, you know, and I've had the luxury to hang out with the guys for an afternoon, and it is fascinating to watch how they do this treasure hunting. It is nothing what you expect. You don't think, you think like, oh, there'll be some diver under with a like underwater metal detector. No. It's a much bigger operation than that. And it is very, very cool and an experience every diver should take the opportunity to experience if they can get the opportunity. And now you have it. You can do that week trip or you become an investor, whatever fits into your schedule and lifestyle, go for it. Or you can come to the Dima show, and who knows, you might win one of these trips thanks to Sean and the gang there at Mel Fisher's Treasure. Sean, we appreciate it, buddy, and who knows, maybe when I'm down there next week, I might swing down to Key West and see if we can jump on one of your boats and sneak in something between doing some lobster diving.
Yeah, are there any lobsters?
Some fish, Craig. We'd love to have you out.
Are there any lobsters on the wreck of the Atocha?
You know, there are in certain spots. I remember when I was 7 years old, they found the main pile, you know, the 40 tons of silver. And as excited as I was to find the treasure, you know, treasure, I've been talking about treasure since I was born, so that was second nature. But I think the coolest part was they were telling me about all the lobsters that were living in the stacks of silver bars, you know.
Oh,
made great
man.
Chicago,
so. Yeah, that would be an awful temptation. What would you take, the lobster or the silver bars? Oh, those lobsters are looking pretty good.
You can't eat silver, baby. You can't eat silver.
Right.
It's a heavy metal. It's bad for you.
It's bad for you. All that toxic metal stuff, but the lobster. Oh,
so
lobster.
Yummy.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I heard a show
on the radio.
Where divers speak about what's in the sea.
What's in the sea?
Now I know. It was the first show
devoted
to diving. We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and that's what I'm going to be doing, just after the show today when I head down south. Not necessarily all the way down to Key West this weekend, possibly next weekend. But I'm going to do some lobster diving down there, hopefully in Key Largo, Isla Mirada area. But 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be in the Galapagos. Yes, the bucket list is going to get shorter after I head to the Galapagos with my buddy Jerry Beatty, thanks to our friends at Explore Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, by the way.
This is great news. You should be able to kick the bucket by the time you're 50, the way you're going through these things.
Yes, this is true. They're coming hot and heavy. And Clay from Explore Ventures, he's the big cheese. He's partly responsible for this. So I can kick
off
earlier.
We thank you, Clay.
Because of all these cool opportunities and places you've been giving me the luxury to visit, Clay. I thank you for that, and evidently Bill does too.
Well, you know, it's been absolutely my pleasure. I do apologize to all your listeners for having to put up with hearing about all the wonderful places you're going, and they haven't been yet. But
screw them.
That is what it is.
Yeah, no, screw them. We don't really care. It's all about... It's all about my enjoyment. Let's be real here. No, seriously, it is. It's fun. It's an amazing thing. Obviously, I got a great gig to be able to do this show and share these adventures with our listeners. But the idea is to give them a little idea of what it's like and what they could expect when they go. And, you know, because I'm learning just like everybody else. Now, I got to say, this Galapagos trip in particular, I actually got some friends. Believe it or not, I do have some, and they evidently went out on the Humboldt Explorer, I guess, like 3 weeks ago, and were giving me rave reviews. Is that pretty much the universal type of reaction you're getting from people that have been out on the Humboldt Explorer lately?
That's definitely the universal reaction. It's been getting great reviews, and, you know, I'm hoping you come back with some pretty pictures and some great video, too.
Yeah, they have actually, they haven't really commissioned me. I guess they have. They want me to take that new Olympus Pen camera, Bill, down there to the Galapagos and see if we can't help them out shooting a video.
You know, honestly, though, if you were going to do that, wouldn't you need someone to help you?
Yeah, that's what I got Jerry Beatty for.
God damn it.
Yeah, this is pretty much a recurrent theme with Bill, isn't it, Greg?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
This is how I... living through Bill's misery makes me feel better about myself. You hear what I'm saying?
Definitely. I understand that.
Yes, I know you do. But yeah, it's we are. We're going to shoot a video and see what we can put together. But yeah, try to give some visual representation of what you can experience down there in the Galapagos on the new Humboldt Explorer. What have been some of the reports from the book, or I mean from the boat, from your perspective? Have you been getting like whale shark sightings or anything like that lately coming across your desk, or what?
Oh, definitely. We've been getting lots of whale shark sightings. I know Jen Cumming, who's our Galapagos general manager down there, and brand new Patty course director, she was out 2 weeks ago and said that the hammerheads all saw up at Darwin and Wolf, measured in the, you know, they were numbered in the thousands. They were just above, below, and on all sides. It said it was simply incredible.
That is so cool, man. I can't wait to go and see this stuff. I'm still a little weary about the whole the cold water thing. Have you been hearing anything about the temps there right now, or what?
Well, it has been a little chilly, and Galapagos isn't known for easy diving. It's it's an advanced diving area, and I guess you probably qualify at this point, but it's colder water anywhere between 55 degrees on up. 7 mil wetsuits, 20 to 25 pounds of weight, and high currents, and advanced diving, but worth every minute.
Yeah, well, I have a 7 mil wetsuit, and I was tempted to maybe get my dry suit out, but I've been told no, I can suck it up, I can manage with a 7 mil.
Yeah, who told you that?
Yeah, oh crap. Do you have people go out there with a dry suit, or do you know?
We occasionally have people go with dry suits, but 7 mil is a lot more common. You'll be fine, even though you are from Florida. You'll suck it up. You'll be
even
good.
Though I'm a warm water wuss, you're saying that I can suck it up and deal with a dry suit. All right, I think I can do that. No worries. All right, hold the line, Clay. We got to talk about some other destinations they offer, and we're going to give you a little sneak peek of what we're doing at DEMA with Explorer Ventures. You thought the stuff with Sean Fisher and the Mel Fisher folks was cool? Wait till you hear about this. It's coming up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Clay Ricardo is the president owner of Explorer Ventures, the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. He's on with us right now. And Clay, we talked about the new Humboldt Explorer course. All you have to do is go to explorerventures.com or dial them up at 1-800-322-3577. You can book that trip of a lifetime to the Galapagos. But that's just one of several itineraries they offer. Five right now is on the list, right? Am I right?
That's right. Yep, we've got a brand new boat starting up in February in the Maldives, the Carpe Vita Explorer, and we're really excited about that as well. And a great place to see whale sharks and mantas, and you know, lots of reef activity down there as well. So not only the big stuff, and warmer water than Galapagos too.
Yes.
And so, you know, maybe we'll have to get you down there sometime, but I'm probably not going to have to tell Bill, though, I guess.
Yeah, we'll tell him. We'll just tell him he can't go, and that'll be fine. And I'll
Which
go.
Is even better, right?
Yeah, I'll tell him I'll bring back pictures. I'll take pretty
that'll be nice.
Pictures for him.
Did he tell you what he brought back from his last trip for me?
What are you talking about?
No.
Which one?
What, the one to Dominica?
Well, what, the liquid wood?
No, that was like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
A mermaid?
Yeah, you know what he brought back for me? Nothing.
Not a mermaid?
Squat.
Nothing?
Well,
he brought back the I thought about getting you rum gift. That's what he did. That's what he brought back. The I thought about getting you rum.
Well, that was after you whined about the T-shirt he brought you back that other time, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, if you complain, you know, and besides, it's the thought that counts. The thought of getting you something is good enough. It should be, right? When we've been working together for so long, it has to suffice.
The last gift he got me was blue chocolate balls from Hawaii.
Oh, the donkey balls.
The donkey balls.
All right, yeah. Have you ever had those, Clay?
You gave him blue balls?
Yes, he did. He did.
They're a chocolate concoction, chocolate-covered macadamia nuts from Hawaii. Oh, boy, I don't know. How do we get off on this? More coming up.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Will we snorkel?
Daphne, you're making me blush.
Now, did you know about the show? Did you know about our little show called Scuba Radio?
radio.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
Don't want to hear about no traffic problems and all the headaches of land-based things.
No, no,
we
no.
We only care about what's underwater, because we'd all rather be diving. Now you know.
Now you know,
about our show.
So far, it kind of blows.
Now you know about our little show called Scuba Radio. We're talking diving. Here we go.
Here we go, bud.
With the show.
Come on with the show, bud.
Here we go with our little show called Scuba Radio.
You're going to get accidentally shot.
Oh, for the love of God! Somebody get the jaws of life!
Disgraceful. Have you anything to say?
All right, how about this, Bill? I mean, you're always complaining about the presents I bring back from my trips. You didn't like the donkey balls. You didn't like the hardwood, which was like made from the bark of a tree in Dominica. That
it
is like nature.
Stank so badly.
Yeah, but it's
and
like
it was
natural
in an old,
Viagra.
It was in
it's
an what old Viagra water bottle.
It's what Viagra would smell like if you could smell it, if it had a smell, and it isn't pleasant. But that doesn't matter.
No, yeah.
It was a thought that counts. So, okay, Clay, help me out here. I got an idea. All right, edema. In Las Vegas, November 17th through the 20th, with Clay and the gang from Explore Ventures, we're going to do a pretty big blowout, aren't we, Clay? Are we allowed to announce this, or is Lynn going to shoot us if we mention this on the radio?
You know, she'll probably shoot us, but what the heck?
Let's say, okay, they got five different destinations, right? Galapagos, Maldives, the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Saba, right? I got them right?
Yep, you got them right. You're getting good at this.
At Dima in Las Vegas, we have five of these to give away. One for each destination. We're going to give away a liveaboard trip from Explorer Ventures and Scuba Radio at the Dima show. So there you go. There's your chance where you can finally go on a trip. All you have to do is come to the Dima show in Las Vegas, November 17th through the 20th, and who knows. Wait a minute. Bill, you're not going. You're not going to Vegas, are you?
No, Greg, I'm not going to Vegas.
But the thought of him going is there. There's the possibility that he could go if he wanted to, but it is a trade-only event, and I doubt they'd let him in. But it's a thought, right, Clay?
You know it's a thought, but what would he wear?
Well, you don't want to know that. You wouldn't wear anything.
I'd wear an old T-shirt and nothing else.
It's Vegas, baby!
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. We didn't want to know that.
All right, yeah, but we are doing
we
that.
Actually have actual audio from the last time I made an appearance from the program.
Yeah?
This is what it sounded like the last time I walked in the door.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy, yeah. That was me, by the way. Anyway, so,
Greg?
Yes, sir.
You scream like a girl.
Thank you. You would, too, if you saw what I've seen. Now,
really?
You know, but it is cool. Our friends there at Explore Ventures are giving us five liveaboard trips to give away at the Dima show. This is huge. I mean, these aren't small trips. These are trips of a lifetime. The Galapagos, Maldives, Turks and Caicos, Bahamas, and Saba itinerary. Unbelievable. So if you are in the dive industry and planning to attend the Dima show in Las Vegas, well, hopefully we've just given you five reasons of why you need to be there a little bit early, because we'll be giving those away right before they open up the show floor at 10 a.m. ExploreVentures.com. Clay, thank you so much, buddy.
Pleasure, as always.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 112. While bubble watchers is the term most used to describe non-divers on a dive boat, feel free to treat them like the diving paparazzi scum they really are.
Would you mind if I took your picture? Now just stand still, please. Fix your hat a little bit.
Lady, you take my picture with that thing, I'm going to rip your brassiere off and strangle you with it.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. What's the word of the day, Nick?
Continuing education.
I know you're a doctor and all, but that's two words.
Yes, but they're an important two words.
Why is continuing education so important to you?
Because no matter how much a diver knows, there's always more to learn.
That's right. You were actually a scuba instructor once upon a time, weren't you?
Yes, I was. It was all I wanted to be as a kid. But it's as an adult that I really appreciated the value of learning. But you know what I mean. You're a dive instructor, but I hear you became a Dan instructor not too long ago. Why are you still continuing your education?
Because I want to be a better diver, and because it gives me more skills and confidence.
And that's why you should do it. Continuing your dive education isn't just about gaining certifications or even becoming a pro. It's really about expanding your knowledge and skill base and giving yourself more resources to draw upon both in and out of the water.
Some people think Con Ed is hard work, but it's easier than they think. In fact, a lot of them are continuing their education without even realizing they're doing it.
That's right. Continuing education isn't just about taking a class. It can be as simple as reading the multitude of dive books and magazines out there.
Like Alert Diver?
One of my favorites.
How about just hanging out talking with other divers?
Sure. Hearing about the experiences of others is a great way to learn.
And entertaining. But what about the more formal side of Con Ed?
Well, given the number of specialties out there, continuing your education in an area that interests you can be extremely beneficial. Whether it's wreck diving or underwater photography, taking a specialty class can teach you the skills that will likely increase your enjoyment of these activities, as well as ways to avoid or deal with potentially dangerous aspects of diving.
Not to mention that taking a class can introduce you to more people with those interests.
That's a great point. And there's another benefit to taking advanced or specialty classes. By meeting and learning from more than one instructor, you'll get the benefit of more than one person's experience, because every instructor has something to teach.
You mentioned earlier that continuing your dive education can increase your resources both in and out of the water. The in water is fairly obvious, but what do you mean about out of the water?
Any diver that pursues a level of emergency training will learn skills that go beyond diving. For example, many rescue and emergency courses now include some level of basic life support and first aid training. Knowing first aid and CPR skills are certainly skills that extend beyond the waterline.
What about diving-specific emergency training?
Well, most agencies offer a rescue-level training program to give you the skills to assist in a diving emergency. And out of the water, Dan offers a full range of training programs that address primary first aid to injured divers. And that includes oxygen administration and the use of AEDs.
AEDs. You see those things everywhere these days.
You sure do. It's another great example of how dive training extends beyond the water.
What would you say is the greatest myth about continuing education?
That it's cost and time intensive. The truth is, Con Ed comes in so many forms that you can do it almost anywhere in just about any amount of time. Even the formal classes generally don't take very long, and some don't even require diving.
Sounds like there's no good reason not to do it.
There is no good reason to not continue your diving education. There have never been so many options available or so many choices in terms of what you want to learn. And even if you have no special interests, diving is a constantly evolving sport. We're constantly learning something new about equipment, techniques, dive medicine. Well, we've got a long way to go before we get to the end of that story.
It's pretty exciting to think about all we're going to learn in the coming years, isn't it?
It's what makes it fun to go to work every day.
There are a lot of good reasons to continue your dive education, but none better than with increased knowledge and skill comes increased safety. Take a class, read a book, or find a mentor. No matter how you do it, just keep on learning. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And yes, on the line right now is CJ, one of my dive students. And I'm going down to the Keys this weekend to actually teach another potential diver how to dive. However, CJ is planning to come down with me down to the Keys next week to do some lobster diving and maybe even some scooter racing. We're trying to see if we can work that out. There's some event going on down in Key Largo next Sunday there at Captain Slate's place. But CJ, I have gotten your text that says you're ready to rock. Is that true?
I am ready. I've updated my, I've actually renewed my Dan membership online.
Good man.
So I'm protected that way. I just this afternoon got my new saltwater fishing license with the lobster permit. So the bugs are not safe.
The bugs are not safe. Are you going to catch them or are you going to spot them for the Slayer myself?
I'd like to catch, I prefer to catch them because the last time I went out, I came up empty. So I'm due. I need to bring some bugs home.
That's right. He's going to do it this time. I feel it. I got a good feeling.
If I can suggest, I know Greg gives you lots of tips, a lot of pointers. You should try lobster noodling.
I have not heard of that. What is that, Bill?
You stick your toes out so that they can grab them.
Right. I think they're a little nub of fish.
Yeah, and then you just pull them out, and then you throw them in your bag. It's that easy. It's using your toes.
I'm a little suspect of that.
Using your toes as bait.
You know, it's either noodling or tickling. What do you prefer?
Well, I do have. I am brandishing my tickle stick as we speak.
Oh dear, Gott in Himmel! I hope he's not in public.
No, I'm at home. I'm on my back porch, so I'm good to go.
Yes. Nice. Yeah, you can do that in your privacy of your own home.
It's going to be good. Where are we going? Where exactly are we going in the Keys?
We're
going
to go stay at a place called Ocean Point there in Isla Mirada, or Tavernier, I guess, actually. It's a timeshare resort where there's fractional ownership down there. But it has a marina and that kind of thing. You can rent nights there at this resort, too. Very, very nice. And matter of fact, you'll hear a lot more about that next week when we're down there broadcasting. So we're going to stay there. What, Bill?
Yeah, CJ's going to hear a lot more about it next week while he's there. That'll give him a lot of insight as to what he should do.
Well, I'm going down this week, and then next Saturday you'll hear some of the stuff that I come back and report on Ocean Point and what I saw down there to prepare him for the adventure next week when he joins me.
Oh, okay.
And you could join me too, but no, mister, I'm too busy.
Mister, I'm opening my new tea shop next week.
Yeah, and I got a noodle. You got a noodle at home. You're gonna stay home and noodle in your tea shop.
You know
you?
What? Plenty of noodling going on.
He's a noodler. He's a noodler. Better than a tickler, I hear.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Here I come, Florida Keys. Lobsters, you've been warned. I'm coming for you. That's right. I'm going to do a little dive instruction, and when I'm not doing that, I'm going to bag me some lobsters. I can get six a day, so I'm doing Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday if the weather cooperates. So that will be
18 lobsters.
24. No,
18 lobsters.
18 lobsters.
And that'll be great, I mean, because you get to have two a day while you're down there.
Yeah.
And then you get to bring back six.
Freeze them.
Oh, which you can freeze.
Yeah. I actually got my little portable air sucker.
You and your family can enjoy the heck out of them, and then next Saturday you'll bring six of the frozen ones for me.
Well, maybe. I brought my little portable air vacuum thing. You know, what are they, food saver type deal?
Oh, you know what?
What?
Next Saturday when you come,
mm-hmm.
Bring one for CJ and one for James.
Why?
And then, well, because right after the show next Saturday, you're leaving with them down for the Keys, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so bring them for them and conveniently forget that they won't have a place to put them so that I get theirs too.
You know what? That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
And I'll keep it in mind. Right up there with...
I'm going to start melting some butter now.
Hey, why don't you go
to
the Galapagos with us? Is right.
Actually,
what?
You know, my daughter's going to be 2 years old. Not 2 years old. 1 year old.
Right.
In a week and a half.
Yeah.
When she's in the wrong place now, I look at her and I go, and she looks right back at me and goes, it's hysterical.
That is funny.
It's funny.
Or she's making fun of you.
Or she's making fun of me.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah. Which is
she
funny.
She shrugs
too.
A lot.
She shrugged. Okay. I could say, so do I. That's kind of ironic, isn't
interesting.
It?
You have a lot in common with my one-year-old daughter.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, it's going to be a fun adventure. We'll get down there. Who knows? I might have to do a little schooling to Mermaid Tony. She seems to think that she can out-lobster me.
Do mermaids school? Or do they herd?
They don't herd.
No.
That's cows.
Yeah.
They school? This is a pod. Yeah, well,
pods.
Well,
they pod up.
I don't know. We call it the mermaid pod because they're mammals. They're not fish, and they don't school. So
they like to potty.
No, they just they just go in the you know. I mean, the ocean's like a giant urinal, kind of way. So. Oh, you mean party? Oh, yes. Yeah, they do that, I think, maybe. All right, you'll hear all about it next week. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wet.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio. Scuba.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.